Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts this week, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. On August 15, 2017, President Trump issued a memorandum to the Secretary of Defense directing that the U.S. Cyber Command, currently a division of National Security Agency, be elevated to the status of a unified combatant command. In the directive, the president assigned to the Cyber Command, number one, all the general responsibilities of a unified combatant command, number two, the cyberspace-related responsibilities previously assigned to the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, and number three, the responsibilities of a joint force provider and joint force trainer, among other duties.
The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration released an audit report announcing that federal employees and contractors on the Internal Revenue Service's Cyber Incident Response Team lacked the required Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, training. For its audits, the IG evaluated the IRS's Computer Security Incident Response Center's effectiveness at preventing, detecting, reporting, and responding to security incidents targeting IRS computers and data. The IG found that the majority of staff and contractors for fiscals 15 and 16 did not meet the 8-hour specialized training requirement under FISMA. As it concerned contractors, the IG could not find training records for 11 contractors in 2015, but did find that 14 of the 15 contractors it was able to review failed to meet FISMA training requirements. The IG also found in its audit that not all cyber incidents were properly reported and recommended that that reporting inconsistency be corrected going forward. Sounds like there's a little bit of work to do to bring these folks up to FISMA standard. Back to you, Peter.
Thank you. Okay. So OMB released a memorandum staying the Obama administration's proposed changes to the EEO-1 report. The revised EEO-1 form under the proposed changes would have required for the first time that private employers with 100 or more employees and federal government contractors with 50 or more employees report W-2 compensation data in hours worked and then breaking it down by sex, race, and ethnicity within 12 specified pay bands. As a result of the stay, private employers and government contractors may use the previously approved EEO-1 form to report demographic data relating to its workforce by EEO-1 category to comply with their reporting obligations for fiscal year 2017.
And to close, on August 31st, GAO released a report finding that the DoD had not fully implemented three key leadership positions: functional domain experts, component level leads, and senior services managers to enable DoD to more strategically manage service acquisitions. GAO conducted its review pursuant to the House Armed Services Committee report accompanying the NDAA for fiscal 2015, which included a provision for GAO to report on DoD's acquisition and contracting for services, capabilities, and structures. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and I can be reached at 202-624-2627. Have a great day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govcompodcast.